Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Leandra. How can I help you?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, and you? If I give you an order number, could you verify that you shipped me that order?
Yes, if it's the correct order number, sir. You can go ahead and give it to me. And when you use the letters like A as an alpha, you know.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Just a minute. It's
okay.
D as in Delta 9209, C as in Charlie 8, F as in Foxtrot, again F as in Foxtrot, and E as in Echo.
Okay. And your first and last name, sir?
Johnny Rice.
Okay, and can you verify the address for security purposes, please?
Yes, 7253 Amberley Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80923.
Okay, sir, give me one moment while I look at that account. Okay, so I do see here that you ordered on August the 14th our Limitless Nutrition Ultra Testosterone and Nitric Oxygen Supplements. Not oxygen. Hello?
Yes. Now, this was a muscle-building product, right?
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't really understand you.
This was a muscle building type product tablet that I was going to be taking, right?
Yes, sir. What you ordered was a 14-day trial. And if you don't call the council within those 14 days, and on day 15, it does charge you the full amount for that product. I'm sorry. And if you never call the council, yes, it is a monthly subscription, sir.
Okay, well, see. Okay, I would like to cancel.
Okay, sir, if you don't mind me.
I didn't know that in the beginning. They sent me a trial. They sent me a trial product, and I thought that and they was only supposed to be charging me the shipping prices for that. So I understand now why I didn't cancel in the specific amount of time that they charged me for it. And I noticed they charged me again this month for it, and they also sent me another bottle, which I did not, I didn't know that they were supposed to be sending me any more. But my problem was, when I got this product, that was an 800 number that I called, and I could not cancel it. And the reason I could not cancel it, it's because the invoice that came with the product, it had an 800 number on it. And when I called that 800 number, they denied ever sending me anything. So I could not cancel it because they denied that they was the company that sent it to me.
Okay, sir. I am sorry for that misinformation, sir. But yes, this is a monthly subscription. If you don't mind me asking, have you tried that product?
Nope.
Is there a reason why you haven't tried it?
Due to the medications that I am on, my doctor suggested that I shouldn't use that product.
Okay.
because of my heart condition.
Okay, no problem, sir. I'm going to go ahead and cancel out that account for you. Give me 1 second, and I'm going to provide you with a cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm almost done canceling out that account, sir. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I do have that account fully canceled out for you. You will not be receiving any more future shipments, and you will not be charged to your car any more future charges. And I do have that cancellation number for you if you have a pen and paper.
Okay.
That cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 884, E as in elephant, 8315, F as in France, 6. And can you repeat that back to me? I want to make sure you have it correct.
Okay. The C as in Charlie, 884, E as in Echo, 8315, F as in Foxtrot, 6.
Yes, sir, that is correct. And is there anything else I could do for you today?
Send
an email confirmation.
Yeah, send me an email confirmation on that too. And my question on this product that I was sent to, I got the information through a message on my phone,
and I
ordered it. So when it came, I checked with my doctor, and my doctor, because of my heart condition, my doctor suggested that I shouldn't be taking those supplements.
Okay.
So on the invoice that was came with that merchandise, it had an 800 number on it, and I called that 800 number, and they denied even sending me anything or knowing anything about the product that was sent.
But they stated that you weren't receiving a shipment or something?
Nope, they denied even me ordering anything from them. And their 800 number was on the invoice.
Hmm. Okay, maybe what you called, sir, maybe you called the distribution center, and that probably wasn't the actual company that you ordered from. You probably just called the distribution center.
Well, now, the invoice should have had the company that sent me this merchandise. When they put an 800 number on it, it should have been from that company that the merchandise comes from, but they denied even knowing sending me anything or even knowing I had ordered anything.
I'm sorry for that miscommunication, sir, or that misunderstanding.
Okay, now what is the possibility of a refund on those items? Now I can send them back. I still got them. I can send them back to you.
Okay, sir. So due to the fact that those charges are legal and valid and you did receive those shipments, I'm not authorized to give you a refund on that product, sir. And even if you was to cancel or get a refund, you wouldn't be required to send it back, sir. It would be, you know, yours either way it goes.
There's no way I couldn't send them back.
No, sir, you're not required to. You're not required to send them back. Even if you was to find a way to get a refund or something like that, it still would be yours to keep.
Okay.
So you can give it to a friend or a family member or throw it away, you know, whatever you want to do, but you wouldn't be required to send it back.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, now, since When I got the first shipment, and I tried to contact the company, and they denied knowing anything about it. See, I got accounts then, and they wouldn't have sent me one the first of this month. They wouldn't have sent me anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that I got the first of this month, because they denied knowing that I had ordered anything, and they wasn't the company that ordered it. They charged my account on 1 October for 2 bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't my fault because I couldn't cancel it And the reason I couldn't cancel it because the 800 number that they had on the invoice was that when I called that number, they denied knowing anything about shipping me anything. So I couldn't cancel anything, especially the one that was on 1 October, which if they had admitted that they sent it to me and I knew that I couldn't take it, I would have canceled it, but I didn't know that I had to cancel it because the first product that I received, it was just a trial basis, and they were supposed to only be charging me for the shipping charges. So, but the problem was I couldn't cancel it if they denied they was the company that sent it to me.
Okay, so I do understand that, and like I said, maybe you contacted the the wrong number. I'm not sure what number was on that, what 1-800 number was on that invoice. But like I said, go ahead.
Could I give you the 800 number and see if you recognize it?
Yes, sir, you can.
Okay, it's 1-855-225-6563. Now, that's the number that's on both invoices that I got. But when I called that 800 number, They denied that they was the company that sent me anything. So you can't cancel something if a person say, well, no, we didn't send it to you, or if we're going to send you something in the future. If they denied it, I can't cancel it. They denied being the company.
I do understand that, sir. And no, that is not the 1-800 number on our records. But give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir. What I can do for you is I can offer you. What I can do for you is I can offer you a 50% refund as a courtesy.
Now, my question is, on 1 October, they charged me for 2 bottles. I only got one.
Okay, sir. What I'm going to do, sir, as a courtesy, I can offer to refund you 50% of both charges.
Well, now, on 1 October, I should, if I only got one bottle, I should get a real or full refund for them charging me for 2 bottles. I should get a full refund on one bottle that I never received.
Hold on, give me one moment, sir.
Right now, she's saying she can only authorize 50%, which will be $95.94. Is the refund amount you're getting right now?
So that would be only refunding me for a bottle that I didn't receive, because they charged me for 2 bottles.
I think they're it's not necessarily the 2 bottles. It's she's only allowed to do 50%.
Okay.
Well, let's see what she can come up with for you.
Okay.
But it looks like she's only authorized, like, as a worker to do this. But
okay.
Let's see what else.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm sorry. I did speak with my supervisor about that, and as a courtesy, yeah, I can't offer you that 50% refund of both of those charges.
Okay.
Okay, you okay with that, sir?
Yes, I'm not okay with it, but I'll let it go at that.
Okay, sir. And like I said, I really am sorry about that misinformation and miscommunication. But I am about to go ahead and issue that 50% refund of both charges, okay?
Okay then. All right.
Okay, give me one moment, sir.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go ahead and give you that cancellation number too. I'm gonna issue that cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, sir. If you don't mind me asking, did you close that MasterCard out ending in 1818?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I was trying to issue that refund, but it said that it couldn't issue it due to it being a valid card on your own file.
Yes, no, I canceled that card Monday because of the transactions that from you guys that I was receiving, which I shouldn't have been, and I didn't want to be charged anymore.
Okay.
So what do I need to do?
Okay. So have you gotten in touch with your bank about these charges, sir?
Pardon me?
You gotten in touch with your bank about those charges, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Did they file a dispute on it? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm gonna need you to do, because what happens during a dispute, your bank would contact us and we will provide them the terms and conditions and the tracking number showing that those charges are legal and valid. So what I need you to do is have your bank call us here, and once we get them to drop that dispute, we can fully refund you, sir. But I need you to have your bank call us though.
Well, my bank can talk to you right now if you want to.
Yeah, he's at the bank right now. I work for his bank and he's in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, the card was closed because there wasn't a promise that y'all wouldn't like take money out of his account. So it was closed out of precaution. Can a check refund be issued?
Okay, let me get with my supervisor. Okay, give me 1 minute. Okay.
Okay.
And they can also refund it through my checking account if they really want to, without refunding through my debit card.
They have,
because they both come out of the same account. The debit card and my checking is the same account.
Yeah, but you don't want to give out your account.
But in order to get a refund, they're going to have that, right?
So that's why I asked them if they can do a check refund.
Okay. Because, I shouldn't give them my new card number, right?
No, neither your account number either.
Okay.
So
what we're saying now, if they can't give a refund without my debit card number or my checking account, I don't get one, right?
We don't know yet, so we're just going to wait for her to let us know.
Okay. So I don't want them to have either one.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be safe, if they can't do it, give me a refund without either one of those numbers. I prefer if it's not to even get a refund. They can't give me a refund without, through the check. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. So that bank, I do have to verify that bank is dropping that dispute, right? Because I'm about to go ahead and put in the system with the company, and they're going to issue that refund in full, okay?
Okay, how are they going to issue that refund?
I'm not sure, but I do know that they are going to issue that refund, but I'm not sure due to the fact
And the reason I ask that, because in order for them to issue a refund, if they're going to refund it back to my account, I'm not willing to give you my new card number or my checking account number. I'm not willing to give it.
Okay, sir, someone would be in contact with you, okay?
Okay.
But I'm about to go ahead and put that on your account, so give me 1 moment, okay, while I set that up for you.
Okay. That emblem there. What is that? What's it called?
Number?
Hmm?
The number sign?
Yes, but people now using it as hashtag, ain't it?
Yeah.
That was my question. Mm-hmm. I know back in the day, this was used as number.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're using the hashtag. Is that the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I know I never heard of hashtag until lately when you look at that emblem there.
Yeah.
But now when you look at it, instead of you look at the number, they say it's hashtag.
Yeah. But depending on the context, it's either a number or hashtag.
I don't think no one uses it nowadays as numbers. They always say hashtag.
Oh, we do here at Security Center.
Oh, you do?
We're not cool like that,
too. Okay. Well, my mama, sir, I'm almost finished setting it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, sir. I did go ahead and submit that refund to that company, sir, and they will be reaching out to you due to that refund, okay?
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I could do for you, sir?
How soon should I expect
that?
Between 3 to 5 business days, sir, but I can't be fully sure due to the fact that your card was invalid. So, I couldn't do it the original way. I had to go ahead and submit a request to the company that you order from.
Okay, and you're not that company?
Hold on, give me one moment.
So are you the company?
No, sir. We're just a third-party call center that serves several different companies that sell several different products, sir.
Okay, now that company that sold me this product, you know them and you're familiar with them, right?
Not really. I mean, I don't really know how to explain it, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, now, and the reason I asked that question is because, see, when I called them, they denied anything. They denied ever sending me anything, but now you're telling me they are a legitimate company, but when I contacted them by their phone number, they denied they ever sending me anything. So I wonder why would they have done that?
Okay, sir, I don't know. I can't really answer that question. I'm not really sure what number you called. You know, what company you got in touch with.
It's that 800, that 855 number that's on the invoice that came with the product. And any company that sends the product out to you, and they put their telephone number on it, if you want to call them from that telephone number that's on that invoice, they shouldn't deny. So, okay, well, no, we didn't send you anything, so you didn't order anything from us. And they said, and that particular company told me that when we send out merchandise, we do not send an invoice with it. And I'm a senior, and I've been ordering merchandise for years, and I have never received a merchandise without an invoice, and they was telling me, no, we don't send out invoices.
Okay, sir. I am sorry for that. misinformation and miscommunication. The only thing I see here, the product name is Limitless Nutrition Ultra Testo and Limitless Nutrition Ultra Nitric Oxide.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have an email. I do have an email and a website.
For me?
I can give it to you if you would like it.
What is my email? I know you guys probably got my email because that's how I got the message.
Not your email, sir. I'm saying like the email for the product. I have their email and their website and their product name.
Well, now the product name is on the bottle, but it's not the name that you just read off. It's a much shorter name, and so the name on both bottles is not no more than about five letters long, five or six.
Okay, sir. Well, I did go ahead and input that refund, and I did go ahead and cancel out that account. Did I provide you with that cancellation number, sir?
No, you didn't.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper where you can write it down, sir?
Yes.
Okay, that's cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 8-4, E as in elephant, 8-3-1-5, F as in Frank, 6. And can you repeat that back to me so I can make sure you have it correct?
What was that last number, that last digit?
6.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 8-4, E as in Echo, 8-5-1-5, F as in Frank, 6.
Okay, no, sir, you have a couple things missing and incorrect. I'm just going to call it back out to you. C as in Charlie,
mm-hmm.
8-8-8-F-4,
mm-hmm.
Then E as in Elephant,
okay.
8-3-1-5, F as in Frank, 6.
Oh, okay, all right.
F as in Frank, and then C as in Cat?
No, 6.
6?
Yeah, 6. The number 6 is C-8-8-4-E-8-3-1-5-F-6.
Okay, let me read that back to you. C as in Charlie, 8-8-4, E as in Echo, 8-3-1-5, F as in Frank, and 6.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I could do for you today, sir?
Nope, and since I have a legitimate number that if I need to get in contact with you, or I didn't get a, could I,
oh, yes.
Okay, all right. We got that.
Phone number right there?
Okay, all right. I have your number just in case I need to get back in touch with you. And what was your name?
My name is Leandria.
That's L-E, what?
L-E-O-N-D, as in dog, R-E-I-A.
R-E-I-A.
Yes, ma'am.
Leandria. That's a nice name.
Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Okay, y'all have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye. And thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. All right.